intro.
Okay.
Yeah, hello, welcome to the Aftershock Podcast, where we talk about the week and whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, someone hasn't decided what the hell we are.
Yeah, not yet, no, I'm Michael, owner of Aftershock Media, the website, and all that other neat stuff.
Hear that one thing.
I know, right? That thing.
See that thing on the kitchen table? That's us.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? Anyway,
pretend you're in the kitchen.
I'm not in the kitchen. Shut up, you're in the kitchen. I'll hurt you.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen house now. Wait.
But she's
in the kitchen house now?
I don't.
You're in the outhouse now. Anyways. Who's next?
Whoa.
I, the person speaking currently, am Koga.
Don't ever listen to him.
Chambers. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. I am the owner of Grim Reign Comics. You can find me at aftershockmedia.net/grcomics. I can't afford my own website, so I'm stealing.
It'll be like that for a long time.
I'm pretty cool. You should listen to me a lot.
God, that's funny.
Oh, there's a flashlight, you retard.
You're good at joking.
Next.
No? Next.
Yeah, you.
Will we doing this again where it's like, you know, hi, I'm this next.
Yeah, you are. Now go.
Fine. Now, I'm Alex, and I'm crazy, and here I am. Love me.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead and start this off. OMG, now, OMG, OMG, yeah. OMG, PlayStation, Ericsson, Sony, yeah. Phone, thing is real. Done.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to listen to you talk no more.
Thing is amazing looking.
Thing is happy. Happy thing, now go.
The problem with the
bullets.
Phone is that it's based off Android, and I'm afraid if I buy it, it'll probably not
break.
Get updated after 2 weeks and probably be based off of something better.
Or break. I'm like, yeah, I got a new Android phone. Look at Alex over here with his Android. Oh, my memory's gone.
Hey, look at Mike.
I haven't had those issues. Oh,
hey, look
wait.
At Mike, who bought an Android phone.
You can't update.
Got updated after 2 weeks, and they just keep releasing new versions of it every 2 weeks, and they won't touch the old one. Okay.
Yep. I get the updates. Just
that's why I don't like Android. Every freaking 2 weeks, there's a new one. Literally. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but at least they're variations, unlike the...
Well, that's starting to come to the point where it's literally the same thing every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just with a different...
You can buy them on Amazon.com for 99 cents.
No, it's
or
1 cent. 1 cent.
Guys, I'm too fast standing still for these guys to kill
it's
me.
It's like Verizon just announced the Motorola Droid Bionic.
Fuck. The what?
You know,
yeah.
Eventually they're going to run out of names, right? They're just going to call it shit.
They are.
Look,
they are.
iPhone, iPhone's being smart. They're just the iPhone.
They're just
nine,
numbering them instead of doing thousand. Motorola Droid, Motorola Droid Incredible, Motorola Droid 2, Motorola Droid Pro, Motorola Droid...
I wonder if that'll impact sales. Like, you know, you have Apple with the iPhone, and then you have, well, the Android basically going, look at our shit. We have lots of shit.
Plus... That's my problem. Again, they're just releasing they're owning the market, but that's because they are literally spamming the market with just new phones.
I think eventually people are going to get tired of it. Never been one to really, you know, cheer for Apple or anything. But at this point, I'm just ready to, you know, say somebody kick their ass so they'll stop spamming stuff.
That's what I'm worried about will happen with the... The Windows Phone 7 is that they're just going to spam those out every 2 months, which is why I'm worried about owning one of those.
Well,
at least
I'm kind of hoping that becomes their definitive phone so they stop spamming it. And, well, as I said, that's their definitive phone. But
at least with Google – not Google, but Apple, you know there's at least going to be one a year and that's it, not 12 a month.
So what phone do you have? The Droid something or another. Oh, I have that one too.
Which Droid something another do you have? I have
actually
that came out 2 weeks ago. Not the one that came out the week before that. But, you know.
Well, I just got my... Oh, yeah, well, I got the one that just came out a second after that. Oh, yeah, well, I got the one that came out a second after that. Oh, my God!
That's ridiculous. And now they're going to do the same thing with
extreme exaggeration, but who knows? It could be the reality one day. In the future, when we have flying cars and space travel.
Motorola Zoom becomes official. Yeah, no. Let's see. Twitter for Mac is going to be launching soon. Nobody cares.
Did they have to give
I hate to say it, but it's just like with Steam. Like, you know, woo, Mac got it late again.
In this case, the Twitter for Mac thing
happened. But it's still hilarious.
Well, in this case, this happened before the... Windows still doesn't have an official Twitter client.
Okay.
Like,
who cares?
Which is kind of weird.
Who uses Twitter?
Nobody in this freaking chat.
Oh, I just threw a grenade at myself. Ow!
By the way, Kogan's doing this in real life. If you'd like to find Kogan in real life...
It's not hard
to find. Well, you can't find Kogan in real life.
You're hurting me.
No, I'm looking at a certain other website's preview of the new Sony Ericsson Arc phone. And, Yeah. It's a slider phone with a Sony Ericsson skin, but it runs Android. And it has a PlayStation app.
Yay!
That's coming to the iPhone. I don't see the... Yeah. It looks like the Droid... God damn it, there's too many to remember the name of the one I'm thinking of. It looks like one of the Droids on Verizon.
Wow.
That
Gee, it must
it down
look
by
squarish.
About 30. That's about
Rather
it.
Rather rectangular-ish.
Kinda, yeah. So, kind of sucks, if you ask me.
Just a wee bit.
I mean, it has buttons, which is kind of unusual
for a
phone.
Man, I can't stand phones without buttons, right?
I know, right? Especially nowadays, since it's all just touch. I like how the touchscreen boom happened.
I think that's a gimmick.
What, a touch? I like touchscreens. But I don't like that some of these phones have the buttons, like they have the buttons on the touchscreen. Kind of like the Sony one. They're not actual buttons. They're just pictures of a button that you can tap on and it does.
Icon.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
Oh, well. To each their own. I think.
Chip.
I don't know.
Let's see. Let's move on to another little bit of interesting talky-talky newsy-newsy. The 3DS kills children's eyes, and it murders people, too.
And you have to hold it straight, otherwise it's not worth your money.
I'm buying
it. And it molests your mom.
I would, but a lot of the kids will be getting it, obviously. Think of how many kids will play 3DSs, as I did when I was a kid, with Game Boy Advance, in their cars. Think of how bumpy that car is. Think of how you're supposed to hold the 3DS still when you're trying to play.
Oh, I'm never gonna use it. I'm gonna use the 3D mode the first hour, and I'm gonna be like off.
I'm gonna go. Why did they do this?
Legend of Zelda is going to be on there. That is exactly
all
I need.
The only reason I'm excited about the 3DS is because it has Resident Evil, Metal Gear Solid, and it's 3D without glasses. So that looks kind of neat too.
Yeah, I do like the idea that it's without the glasses, which is something I've been wanting. But
TVs could incorporate that, since you know you already have to stare at the TV a certain way with glasses. So if they could take out glasses,
they already have a bunch of TVs today were announced where you don't have to have glasses.
Wait, really? I didn't.
Yeah.
Is that technology yet?
No. Today they were announced. It's just the problem is they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, let's talk about TVs we normal people can afford.
Nothing that was announced today.
All right, then. Well, you don't need to be talking about it.
Freaking, I don't remember which group of people did it, though. But, I want to get the 3DS. Looks cool. I like the fact that it has an analog stick. The buttons don't look stupid.
I definitely
MGS3. Because it's labeled MGS3DS. Ah!
Yeah, I may play
this. Yes. It's brilliant.
I mean, the 3DS looks like it could be good, and plus it's backwards compatible. I like that idea.
Yes, that's
well,
good
I don't have
too.
Much stuff to go backwards compatible with, so that doesn't.
Just the Legend of Zelda games and the Metroid ones are all I'm looking at.
Exactly, doesn't affect me.
Oh, and maybe Pokemon. Maybe.
I'd have to buy an entire back catalog. Oh
Is
no!
Pokemon 3D,
play for
they
free.
Better enhance those whatever those Thanks. Pokemon are that just. Stand at one side of the screen. Like, put some animations there. Like
the new Pokemon games, Black and White, have animations.
Oh, cool. Okay.
They started animations with crystal.
Yeah,
Actually,
I
started with
know.
gold and silver.
But it was simple, like RAR
There's a
animation.
rumor that
It's
Black and
better than
White is going
nothing.
to come out like in the same month of the 3DS, which is going to be kind of weird.
I thought they
March?
said Black and White was
What
coming
is it,
out in like
March?
March. I thought they said it
Black
was
and White
March.
comes out like March 9th.
Okay.
And the rumor is the 3DS is going to be out either in March or April.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
mean, there's only two reasons I'm really tempted to get the Pokemon games is because one, they're racist to an extent, depending on how you look at them.
You're
I still say they're racist. And
a whore.
also,
Where do you get your ideas?
I don't know, it's just black and white, I suppose, from a
Oh, yep. They're running out of colors.
I know, but still. Wait, come
What a
on, they go
color.
out with
Say
silver,
purple.
gold, crystal. There's gotta be
No,
like,
they're
you
coming to the
know,
point where they're gonna start using organs.
they can do like neon
Oh,
crystal
yeah.
or
Silver.
neon gold or neon. I don't know, I'm
Heart
stuck on
gold.
neon.
What is it? Heart silver and it's soul silver and heart gold. There we go.
Something
So they
like that.
technically already are using your internal organs. Count your soul, but your heart definitely.
Up, up,
Next will be
up.
stomach. Stomach bile green.
And for some people, it already rules their bodies where they die because. Oh, wait, no, that's World of Warcraft.
They're going
Bile
window shopping.
green and blood red.
That's not for kids.
Ooh, technically.
That'd be a pretty cool Pokemon game, though. I'd buy.
That would.
I definitely would not.
Unfortunately, I think it would
Unless
end
it
up like
like that's
Splatterhouse,
just
where the only reason it exists is to spew blood everywhere. Just saying.
Apparently, one of our friends, his game of the year was Splatterhouse, and I don't.
Oh, God.
It's Chandler.
Just the
Loser.
Chandler, yeah, it's kind of.
Loser.
Like for me, it like I guess you could say the same thing about me for Bayonetta. I was gonna say Bayonetta
Did you
because the
post your
other
Game of the Year
games I
soon?
love them, but Bayonetta was most impressive and the one I had least problems with. I could find hardly any for my taste.
Heavy Rain's
And
my Game of the
besides,
Year.
it had scantily clad women in the game, so that makes everything better.
Heavy
No,
Rain.
it doesn't.
You want to sell a car? Put a scantily clad woman by it. You want to sell a building? Put a scantily clad woman beside it.
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain was good, and I was impressed with it, but the replay value went way down once I beat it. Which means that there was almost no replay value. I don't know, got about halfway through it again and then stopped.
Heavy Rain. My game of the year. I don't care. Did
I
you but
wanted to say Mass Effect 2, but although I love the game, and I will argue those down and into their grave for have problems with it, but I never really
Yeah, I did that.
Terminator-esque ending.
Go freaking post your game of the years.
I will, eventually, at some point
God.
in time in the future.
You don't have a lot of time.
December
I got plenty of time.
31st,
I can wait
2011.
till
Here's
like
my
2011 at
2010
the
game
end
of
of
the year.
I know.
I'm not gonna let you wait that long because I'm gonna close the topic by next Friday.
Fine.
And then I'm gonna tally everything up and determine Aftershock Media's game of the year from this. Which is gonna suck because the
That's
CD of the year at the rate this is going is probably gonna be Linkin Park.
sick.
I hate every one of you for doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one thing Linkin Park has going for it that I could find in few of these music, well, whatever you want to call them, I don't even know what I was going for. But anyways, is that it kind of runs together. I like the way the songs run right into each other, but that's me.
Between the buried and me, Human Abstract. They do the same thing. Anyway,
Why to you?
yeah, but it's kind of looking like Mass Effect 2's Lair of the Shadow Broker may be DLC of the year, but it'll depend. Freaking Friday after I close the post, it's gonna be
I
about
would.
3 hours of me staring at the computer, mathematically choosing what all is what. I'm doing this all based on the position they are in each person's freaking post from like the 1 to 5, which is why I asked for it to be so
How does
specific.
that work? Why did they put five, like, why do you put five? Is it just like, you know, these are the four games that I liked, and here's the game of the year?
That's a weird name.
It's kind of like the runner-ups. I did that so this way it's not just
One game per person.
yeah, and I have a way of tallying up to make it a game of the year for the website. The five choices, if multiple people choose the same game, depending on how high up on the list, like say everybody chose the Halo Reach, Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Fable, and Mass Effect 2 as theirs, but they were all in different positions. That's how I would choose
Yeah.
The game of the year for the site. So if I had three number ones for Red Dead Redemption and only two number ones for Mass Effect, Red Dead would win.
Good thing I didn't put Red Dead.
I know. So I'm trying to. It's gonna be interesting seeing how I'm going to have to do this when everybody's done.
Put all the names in a hat.
I'm not. No.
By the way, I've already got a vote for Mass Effect 2 being Game of the Year for 2011.
At the rate it's going, it may be
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Well, Mass Effect 3 is going to be coming out.
I don't care. Mass Effect 3 will be awesome, but Mass Effect 2 is still the best.
Mass Effect 3 will probably be better.
Skyrim!
I don't think that'll... No, Uncharted... Dude, if Uncharted
no
3
one cares about
and Infamous 2 are going to win, okay? If Mass Effect 3 doesn't, those two other games will. Nobody cares about Skyrim. It's going to suck.
Really?
It'll be horrible. Worst game ever.
Okay.
Believe it.
Because, that's why Oblivion got...
Hey, hey, no, see, so you just said what's the worst game. You said believe it. That's a Naruto.
It's a new Naruto game.
Yeah. Why would you use that? That is a horrible catchphrase.
Anyway, I didn't use it in reference to Naruto. I didn't even
think
about
Batman
that.
Would be dead by now if he used believe it. The Dark Knight would never be any good just because of that catchphrase.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
Like,
believe
it. The Dark Knight would be amazing until the very end where the Dark Knight goes, I can handle the pressure and blah, blah,
if
blah.
If anybody votes Danger Days again for My Chemical Romance, I'm going to have to disqualify their CD of the year thing.
That would be rude.
I'm a horrible fan of My Chemical Romance because I've only listened to the Black Parade and some other CD. And then I thought,
anyway.
I've listened a bit. Well, I'm not even getting into this. My Chem needs to be shot there. Unless
Dude,
they can make
good.
A Black Parade.
Yeah, that or revamped.
Somehow. Anyway, if anybody wants to
so
enter in on this little
on
game of the year thing, just go to aftershockmedia.net and look for the Aftershock Media Awards post and just click the link there and it'll take you to our
It's in the discussion.
You don't know how to click the link. Just tell them where the post is. And I'm positive.
The post is on every page of the
they
form.
Can find
it's
it.
A global
it,
announcement.
Yeah, it's a sticky topic and it threw me off for a very long period of time because I was like, where the hell is the topic? Oh,
yeah,
it's
a global announcement. So it's on every page.
I never look at the global announcements because currently the two that are there are like, hey, these are the rules. Oh, and these are more rules. I'm like, the rules.
Yeah, I didn't think about that when I had made it a global announcement, but I figured people are going to complain to me because they're not going to be able to find it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just make it everywhere on the forum.
Discussion. And whoa.
Nobody would know that, though.
That's right. You're just like a dog I used to have. Don't ask.
Anyway.
Don't touch. I'm watching an anime while we're doing this, okay?
That's your problem. See
and
that?
I kind of wonder what the TV movie anime of the year may be. Everybody, a lot of people have put Walking Dead in their lists.
Oh, well, that was like it. That was like the only good one other than Spartacus for TV.
Lost ended this year, but that wouldn't have counted.
Who cares about Lost? Even
apparently a lot of people did.
Yeah, the people who kept up. The people who didn't.
Yeah, who managed to be able to follow that thing.
So all 1,000 people who knew what was happening in that last episode, good for you.
Dude,
no, I'm being serious.
I was
have
looking,
strong determination if you kept up with that series.
I was looking at Waylon's thing, his lists, and if I was kind of flashbacking to the year previously, where he had put a bunch of things that weren't qualified in the lists that he had. So I had to go through and Google all of the stuff that I didn't know was out, like Family Guy, It's a Trap. I didn't know what that was. I had to Google that and find out. It came out in, like, April.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
God, pay attention to TV. It's been, like, the advertisements all
I
over.
Had to Google Spartacus, too, because I didn't know that happened this year either. Freaking Drawn Together.
January!
I thought that 3 years ago.
January. Wait, what did you think happened?
Drawn Together, the movie. I
oh,
had seen advertisements in 2009, and apparently it was released in 2009, but it didn't actually come out until 2010, which is kind of, I don't, its official release date was 2010. So
there you go, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Knowing
so,
how to battle Transformers. Wait.
Transformers, panty and stocking.
Yes!
Transgender formers.
Not panty and stocking.
let's
Thank God.
See, I don't, I think Borderlands, Claptrap, New Robot Revolution.
Robot
Yeah.
Revolution came out in
Well,
September,
I'm not
November.
talking about dates right now. I'm just saying it has a chance of winning.
Yeah, because it was great.
I haven't seen it
Very
yet.
good.
Right. I'm the only
Just
person
like,
probably to have Alan Wake in their
Layer
list.
of the Shadow Brokers go in that category, probably.
Yeah, that's gonna be the
Like,
sad thing.
anybody
Layer of the
who's
Shadow
played it,
Broker.
put it on there. You're
Yeah, if
okay,
one more
thank you.
person adds Layer of the Shadow Broker, it will win. Unless somebody else jumps in and breaks the chain and adds like Super Meat Boy, which is in second
We'll
right
have
now.
to see what I
No
do
one needs
because
to do that.
I want to put Layer of the Shadow Broker, but at the same time I don't because I don't feel it deserves DLC of the year.
Well then, Red Dead Redemption's Undead Nightmare.
There was one
Okay.
main problem with it. It was tedious. And not all the time, but I think people who played it will get what I'm
Okay,
saying
here's
here.
what you need to put then. You need to put Super Meat Boy at number one.
No one
Super
likes
Meat.
Super Meat Boy, though.
Everybody loves Super Meat Boy. The problem is it needs to win.
Then why haven't you played it more and beat it?
Because it's
Oh,
freaking
you
hard!
oh,
Ugh!
hey, Panzer. Man up and play it and beat it. Like you need to beat Braid.
Okay, I will never beat Braid because, as you know, I didn't like that game.
You said you liked it, but the puzzles were too hard.
No. I
No,
said I
no,
didn't like
no.
it and the puzzles were easy. You got that wrong.
Oh, yeah, bull crap.
Puzzles were easy.
Then go beat it.
The game is annoyingly stupid, though. I didn't like it.
Wait, how is
Well,
it
then
stupid if the puzzles
everything.
are too hard?
The puzzles aren't hard. I never said they were hard. They're easy. The
Well,
game
how is it
itself
stupid if the
is
puzzles are
just
hard and
stop
easy?
talking
I
yourself more
don't
away.
like Braid. I won it in a contest. I played it. I'm like, oh, the concept is great. The graphics look nice. I've never seen anything like it looks like this. The gameplay is kind of boring and dull.
Oh, that's your problem. You said you enjoyed it,
Kind of like
and then
freaking,
didn't like it.
what's the name of that game? I'm trying to remember the name of the game. What is it? Comic Jumper was horrible.
Oh, but Comic Jumper got a lot of respect, bro.
So did Super Meat Boy. Comic Jumper was not fun. It was just too slow.
For you.
Comic Jumper looked great.
It
I never
looks
played
great.
it,
I'll
so I'm
agree
not
with
going to
that.
say anything other than that. Like, hey, look, it looked great. All right.
I was excited to play it, but when I finally did, I was kind of like, this is dull. It's not as fun as Explosion Man. Yeah.
Which I thought Explosion Man was okay, but I've already stated that I'm not a big fan of quote unquote casual games.
It's a good thing Explosion Man wasn't all that really casual.
Casual.
Because later on, it gets freaking
Puzzles.
difficult.
Of just doing the weird jumping
That game
maneuvering.
gets difficult. It really does. I like Super
I
Meat
have
Boy.
eight friends online.
I'm not gonna get into that. Anyway,
Not a single one
let's
of them are
change
on my computer.
subjects. Blah 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 blah
How about
blah.
Resident Evil?
Huh?
Exactly.
Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition.
That come out last year? Yeah, that did, didn't it?
No,
With
yeah. It came out
boobs galore.
2010.
Yeah, but that's not really. It's the
He
same.
doesn't like the idea of anything that just contains like new DLC, Game of the Year editions. He don't like those.
Yeah, that no, that doesn't really count, dude. It's
'Cause you
that
know, Mass Effect 2 is totally not, you know.
Mass Effect 2 came out at the beginning of 2010, that counts.
No. Oh wait, no, I'm talking about this year. Anyways.
Yeah, we're talking about this year, guys. What's wrong with you
Well,
people?
this year has only been going on for 5 days, so a lot of games have come out in the
Also,
first
we
half,
could throw
man.
up Divinity 2 and Divinity 2. What was it called? What was it called? The other one.
Flames or the first one, Ego Draconis.
No. The first one is Divinity 2. I said we could throw up Divinity 2 and Divinity 2 Dragonite Saga. There we go. All in the
Well, see,
same
the first game
category.
is Divinity 2 Ego Draconis.
Yes, I know that. And the
The
second one, that is
remake
the
of the first
reiteration of
game.
it.
The remake of the first game
Saga.
is Divinity 2 Ego Draconis. Or Dragonite Saga. So, you
I'm
have to be careful with
confused.
your
What are you
choices.
getting at, Alex?
I don't
That I
know.
can have both on my Game of the Year list?
As long as they came out last year, yeah. Koga explained
Both came
the
out
way
last
the
year,
games
yeah.
are, and they're not really a re-release, they're remakes, so it kind of works.
Appreciated.
So.
Exactly.
That's right.
That was my entire point of that side quest, whatever that
Oh,
was.
that's it. Side quest.
Yes.
Anyway, We need something else to add to this
No questions
conversation.
around.
So,
Thanks for that.
guys, how's that Half-Life 2 episode 3? God damn it.
That's not gonna come
What's
out this.
that?
It's 2011 and there's still no episode 3. I
It's not
hate
gonna
you
come out this year.
now.
It'll come out frickin' into 2012.
Yeah, it'll come out when the world ends. Gee, thanks,
World is not
pal.
gonna end.
Dicks. Dicks.
I don't know. I'm pretty convinced.
I'm not saying it is gonna end. I'm just saying, that if it happens, I'll just say I told you so. If it doesn't happen, I'll be like, eh,
How about
another
you
year.
tell me you told us so?
Because I'm the only one who keeps saying, oh, the world's gonna end.
But you'll
Just
be
like
dead.
guys. Wait, what? I gave you that.
The world has ended. How will you tell us you told us so?
Well, no, as the explosion
No.
of whatever, wherever is
Yes.
just
Well,
granted
okay.
You're gonna do
to
that in such
I will,
an
in
explosions
slow-mo, I
happen
will
in
be like,
milliseconds, not
I
minutes. You're
told
not gonna have that
you
kind of time.
so.
Yeah, because we're gonna all be on Skype at the exact same instant that the world
Exactly. We
exploded.
probably will.
You
We're
probably
gonna.
will. I very rarely get on Skype. I'm busy.
I'm positive at some point we're gonna have like a podcast and yeah.
Hey, we're gonna
This is
record.
the end of the
Yes.
podcast for all future generations.
Everybody
Check it.
needs to listen to this live stream, guys. Besides,
I
even
can
then,
feel
we
my
can go
legs burning.
on the Xbox
Ow.
360. I'll tell you guys I
Ow.
told you so, but the internet will
Ow.
fuck up, so it'll be like, I
Ah,
told.
you stupid dogs. Two stupid dogs. Two stupid dogs.
It's a horrible TV
The
show.
world will end with two stupid dogs.
I know, but I'm being attacked by two stupid dogs in Resident Evil.
Ugh. We need something else
All
to
right.
talk about, or I'm
Yes.
gonna have to end this. Cause, by the way,
Steam.
we're a little late on
Okay.
recording this because two people were busy. One person was dead. I don't know where he was. Me, I didn't want to do anything on Friday because it was a holiday, and I
No, he was busy playing freaking Call of Duty
that's
and didn't
it.
realize the time.
No, I
Don't let him
realized the
get
time. I didn't want to do anything on freaking Friday. That's why I said I forgot, just as an excuse.
Then Saturday, he was playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Call of Duty.
I had just gotten off of work. And figured
Doesn't
there's no
matter.
reason to. If Alex had
Sunday,
been able to
and
do it
Alex
before,
doesn't care
do it.
because Alex is relaxing all weekend. Shut up.
I figured if Alex was allowed to do it, I was allowed to do it. Especially considering
Oh,
I had to
yeah.
edit it, and I didn't want to edit it after just getting off
This
work.
is your show.
I realized this.
Okay, why are there so many dogs?
I don't know. You asked the dog.
Delete.
Ah!
I don't know what it has to do with what you just said, but.
Hey, dogs. I hate Resident Evil dogs.
Samsung Focus or freaking iPhone 4. What do I want to do? Anyway,
I have to bring up one thing, if we're getting ready to close or whatever. There's one game that I was surprised that didn't really get as much attention as I hoped it would, but I guess I could see why. It was Splinter Cell Conviction. Now we came out like, oh, it's a continuation of the Splinter Cell. It's totally gonna rectify what Double Agent did. It's okay.
It was on a
Yeah, I'm.
bunch of people's best of the rest picks, and it was on my top 5 of the year. It barely beat Halo Reach. So.
Because Halo Reach sucked ass, so who would ever want to play that,
I
right?
blame the Sam Fisher voice actor who kept saying, you need to put more feeling into Sam Fisher's fish, whatever his name is.
Chris
I'm
Redfield
not
was
saying
good.
the game was
people
great. Looking
care.
back on it, it was still one of my favorite games of the year, along with Alan Wake and Heavy Rain. A lot of the games I chose this year were mainly single player experiences, which is a.
A good thing. We
Is
need more
different for me.
just single player games,
Except for
not.
Assassin's Creed Broho. That one I chose because the
Go for
multiplayer is
Modern
so
Warfare
freaking fun.
45.
I have never played multiplayer as fun as Broho's. Ever. It's
Sorry, I
just.
don't know this game that
People
you're
can
speaking
play.
of
It sounds gay.
Brohos.
Why can't you just call it Brotherhood?
His
If you
mouth
work
is a little
right, we're
hazy.
kind of to it. Did you really, every
Fine,
time a screen comes
you
up?
go have fun with your
Did
Brohos
you want to
and
play Assassin's Creed
can't sit down
Brotherhood
for.
every 2 seconds? No. You're going to say Broho after a while.
I think I'll
No,
just
I
keep
won't.
saying Brotherhood.
I know. Just say Brotherhood. You want to play Brotherhood? Yeah.
It
Let's see,
wastes too
if I
much
start
breath.
saying Brohos, let's just say I won't be able to sit down for a
At
week,
least
and
I'm not
that's
calling
gay.
it Ass Creed Broho.
Ah,
Which
great.
we've done
Just
at
call it
work.
ice cream. Just call it ice cream. That's what the game is. Ha!
Oh,
Ice cream.
for the two people that care, the new Halo novel's out. I don't know if I'm going to buy it.
Oh yeah, they've been
I'm
talking
about
about
to
that
buy
today.
the Girl with
If
the
it were
Dragon
about
Tattoo hardback.
6, 7 years ago, I'd be like uber excited, crapping my pants. At this point, meh.
I would care if I didn't have
Just
to be
killed
the
the
human
franchise.
dictionary for somebody I know about Halo.
I know more about Halo than you.
Yeah, but you're not the one that's constantly asked about it, now are you?
No, because I don't hang around him.
I hate
And I
you. I'm
still
like
enjoy Halo to
smart.
an extent, even though I don't know all about Halo, because I love the books and the games, the first two, anyways.
I love the first three books, and I love the freaking. You know, I finished the first three books, and I've yet to read the other ones now that I have them.
That's
They're
which
there.
is wrong, because the other ones are still good. Not as good as the
I know
first
they're
three,
good.
but
It's
still
just that I haven't
good.
had. Look, I have seven games sitting next to me right now that need to be beaten.
I
Seven.
mean, one of them actually makes Sergeant Johnson into a character, not just an invincible
I
badass
get
who's
that. I know they're
throwing
good.
black stuff
I
all
still have
the time.
seven books, not books, games sitting next to me I need to beat. Call of Duty Black Ops, if I spent the whole day today playing it, I would have beaten by now.
Why? Game's horrible.
It's just to say I finally beat
Not
it.
horrible, it's
And I
just
gotta beat
halfway done.
freaking Red Dead, and I gotta beat Final Fantasy 13, Valkyria Chronicles, 3D Game Hero. Crap.
All
And
games no one cares
there's
about.
one other game
God,
over there
what's
that I
wrong
can't
with you?
freaking remember.
Wait, what about Final? Hey, go
I
fuck
just said
yourself,
Final
Final
Fantasy
Fantasy
13.
13. No, I'm talking
What?
to Cody. Because Cody's like, oh, those games are
I liked
gone.
Final Fantasy 13 so far. Three something hours into it
What?
for it, I like it.
I thought it was pretty good. I just didn't like the main villain because he
I
didn't
don't
really do anything.
know who the main villain is yet.
Like, you should hate the main villain. Who is he again?
I don't know.
I don't
Now, I'm
either.
gonna try and lean over without pulling the cable out of the PC to see what I've got to finish over here.
I've got to play Tom
Just
Clancy's
finished
Hulk,
Metal Gear
Star
Solid
Wars, Force
4.
Unleashed 1. Okay, that's my
Valkyria.
list.
Okay, yeah. Valkyria Chronicles 3D Game Hero, Final Fantasy, Red Dead. I've got a
We should
100.
play multiplayer on that.
What, Red Dead?
Yeah.
If I beat the game, yeah, sure.
You don't need to beat the game to play multiplayer.
And Call of Duty Black Ops.
I didn't beat the game and I played
That's gonna be
multiplayer.
Dead Space 2, Mass Effect
I
2,
want Dead
Homefront.
Space 2.
Well, I this no, this is
What?
what I
There's some other
currently have.
game.
I'm talking about what I currently have. I've still got to get
Well, I
Homefront.
currently have them. They're just not completely paid off.
They're just not in my current personal inventory of games.
I
They're
need to.
waiting for me at the store.
I
We're
need to get
excited for Homefront.
Bullet Bulletstorm, Homefront, LittleBigPlanet 2. Frickin' after that it's Portal 2. And then Unch.
I know everyone, getting crazy over Portal 2. Is it okay that I don't really care?
I don't care that you don't care. I care. Frickin' Steam on PS3.
It's Steam Works, it's not Steam.
It's still Steam of some kind on the
No,
PS.
it's not. It's like Steam Achievements and Steam Friends. That's what Steam
And
Works
it's gonna be
basically.
using Steam updates.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, it automatically patches your game. Where other games do
That's
that?
great for the PS3. No freaking 1 GB
Overreact.
updates when I'm
Steam
not home.
Overreact.
Still say it's weird that they do that for Steam, only for Portal and nothing else. Hey, look, we have an entire Xbox Live for PC gamers on the PS3, but it's got Portal 2. Woo!
Well, that's the first game that's going to support it first. There'll be more
And
later.
the only game until any other thing comes out.
There'll probably be more after a while.
But I don't
No
need
strike.
Steam blowing up again.
I wouldn't be
PS3.
surprised if Skyrim had it. But
Wait,
then
why the
again,
hell would Skyrim have Steam Works?
do they allow mods on PC or PS3 games, so I wouldn't be surprised if
To
it
an
was allowed.
extent, but not nearly as many as other
But I
38
still wouldn't be
people.
surprised if they allowed it.
They won't. Unless Bethesda decides to do it. I mean, Bethesda uses Steam just as their PC release. That's it.
Doesn't really interact with Steam itself too much.
Just like, I'm Steam and I'm the game. Blah, 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 blah. And that's
What
their interaction.
is? I'm getting Portal on 360 and PS3, so.
I'll give you
Like
that for
Alice
Dead
buying
Space because I was
Half-Life
really
2 for
excited.
console.
Yeah, well, no, Half-Life 2 was kind of a necessary thing considering twice it died on the PC.
You
And
bought on
they
the
re-released
original
it and made me
Xbox,
angry because they
bought it on
updated
your
the
computer a
graphics on
couple
the
thousand
orange box.
times. You've bought it on the original Xbox, you bought it on your computer a couple thousand times, you've bought it for the 360 a couple times.
I've owned Half-Life twice. That's it.
Good for you.
No more than that.
Okay.
But I'm gonna own Portal 2 twice the day it comes out.
Just like your Call of Edition thing, whatever.
Huh?
Black Ops.
What?
There you go. Figure
Oh.
wait when he bought Black Ops twice.
Well, I didn't
Same
actually.
thing.
Hey, the second copy of Black Ops I have, I didn't buy.
Oh. Oh.
And
Like everybody's streaming the same time now. I'm
the Portal
confused.
2 stuff it comes out like 3 or 4 days after before my birthday, so that's a birthday present. So I'm not really gonna have to pay for two copies.
Apparently,
Yeah,
official
that's not a
PlayStation Magazine has reviewed Mass Effect 2 for the PS3.
Woo. Does it still have choppy cutscenes? I was hoping they'd fix that somehow. Or at least release a
It's
patch
just
for it,
because
but
they
no.
have the frames per second. They don't have it capped at anything.
Yeah,
That's
I know that. But it's annoying. Because the gameplay itself runs uber smooth to a scary point, but the cutscenes are choppy. And that bugs me.
It was different for me. I didn't have any really choppy cutscenes, but the
Every
gameplay
time
was
I
like.
play the demo, it's just really large cutscenes, small cutscenes that are just showing people. It's not too bad, but when you get into space and stuff, it has a tendency to.
Hi, I'm Space. Oh, let's see what OPM has to say.
Faster.
La 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 la.
Doesn't
Oh, you
help
don't
it.
want to tell me. Well, it just
Oh,
says
well,
it
here's our review for
raves.
Mass Effect 2. Wah!
Well, it says OPM raves about Mass Effect 2 in review. There
Oh,
you
you gotta buy the
go.
magazine.
In February's issue of the official PlayStation Magazine, the staff has posted their official review of Mass Effect 2. For the PlayStation 3, it's no secret that Mass Effect series has been a fan favorite with Xbox 360 for the past years. But when a title is brought over to another console, it can lose its magic. If the review from the official PlayStation Magazine is anything to go by, which we believe it is, and there's nothing to worry about, the review stands in at a whopping perfect 10, with the staff mostly raving about the
Bullshit.
title. The Dark Horse Interactive graphic novel at the beginning of the game does a solid job concisely catching up newcomers with major plot points of the first Mass Effect game and allows players to make the same high-level decision. No, it doesn't. That's bullshit. You cannot make the same decisions.
Only problem I have with it is, yeah, I don't want PS pre-orders to see all the flaws in Mass Effect. But at the same time, I wanted them to play it so that way they could see all the good in Mass Effect 1.
I want them to be able to play it so that they can port their own damn character. Because that
But I do like the
really
comic
helps
that way. I'll
the.
have to spend like a couple days creating a new character, but you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like Conrad Vernier, you can't have his funny little tidbit in Mass Effect 2. You know? Which I enjoyed. It's funny in Mass Effect 2, but whatever.
Okay, I'm now buying a 3DS officially. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner or Devil Survivor getting
You need to play
3DS.
the MMO.
The MMO didn't work. Shut up.
I know it didn't. I played it. That thing's broken.
Like Final Fantasy 14 broken or just, kind of
It
broken?
was in
Final Fantasy 14 broken.
Well, no,
Oh,
there's a
wow.
slight difference between the Persona MMO and the Final Fantasy 14. Final Fantasy 14 was released broken. Persona was still in beta. It is
It's
still
still
in beta.
broken. The beta's broken, and they're
It's
playing it off as it's a regular game. They no longer use the term beta,
At least it's
mister.
free. Like, ah, oh, we'll just change the
It's
regular name. No
broken.
one will notice. They've been
You don't
playing
have
this
to
for
pay
years. I mean,
for it like you
free
do.
MMOs are always broken.
That at least you don't have to pay for it like you do freaking Final Fantasy. At
Yeah,
least
but
Final
no
Fantasy
one.
14 looks nice, but other than that, everything is negative.
It doesn't look nice either. Anyway,
It does.
60
I
million
hope it.
PSN accounts created to date, said.
Yeah, you're reading Inside Gaming's tweet, shush.
No, wait, no, I'm not. I'm actually reading
They
Joystick.
tweeted the exact same thing.
Joystick posted this X
Tweeted
seconds
it.
ago.
Tweeted it.
I don't freaking follow Inside Gaming.
They tweeted it tw 30 minutes ago. Ho!
I don't follow Inside Gaming.
Well, maybe you should.
I'm never going to.
Well, that's your problem.
Ugh.
Yeah, see?
I
Cool.
don't like Inside Gaming.
I don't care.
But
There's
yeah,
typing
on my end it says
what?
Joystick posted X seconds ago, so it was literally just when I refreshed the page.
So, Kogo, what was your point?
I'm amazing. That
No, he's not.
doesn't help any. In
ho.
fact, that doesn't help at all. Like, Kogo, what do we do? There's like a giant creature about to eat us. I'm awesome. Shut the fuck up.
I already knew about it 30 minutes ago. If you were just following this person,
But
you would have known.
we
Why
do
are we
that all
still
the
going
time.
on about this?
I don't
We
need
do
to
that
follow
all the time.
20 of the
Like
same people
Alex,
that are just going to post things at different intervals.
when Alex doesn't know anything, we complain like, "What the hell, man? Why don't you know these things?" Oh,
Teen
yeah,
Bubble G
silly.
slate
Yeah, you know
announced.
what, anime? Ha, take that.
Speaking of
Sony Ericsson's hitting the
freaking
stage.
Android, T-Mobile just announced a new tablet.
We weren't
Yeah,
talking
well,
about
Sony Ericsson's now hitting the stage. Sony Ericsson is here to talk about the most entertaining smartphones.
You know what
Oh,
their new one that they're
phones,
releasing?
and I doubt these small little
They
differences will.
introduced the Xperia Arc, a super slim, extremely light,
Yeah,
beautiful device.
that's the one I was
Builds on
talking about earlier.
Android Gingerbread. Wants Android
What?
Gingerbread? Yeah,
Gingerbread's good. I'm more
I
worried about the fact that T-Mobile is getting a slate.
Who
Can I
cares?
the gingerbread, or is that not an option?
Oh, Android Gingerbread.
It makes me hungry.
But what it
I
doesn't
like
have is a cross
honeycomb.
press. Of course not Kotaku. Stop that. Oh, and other PlayStation related news. You PlayStation people can now have bikinis in 3D.
What?
Sports Illustrated's annual homage to bikinis is coming to the PlayStation 3 in stereoscopic 3D.
Nice. WTF?
Yes. Bikinis in 3D. So
That
have
sounds
fun.
amazing, is it? Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can have bikinis in 3D. I
It's
hope you're
kind of
happy.
sad that, you know, when people even make bikinis, like women in bikinis, sound mundane and boring.
Look, it's women bikinis.
Well,
I've got
yeah,
better
that's a
things to
sad day for
do.
Matt.
We've been chattering on for about 35 minutes
Oh
now.
wow,
What's
really?
your point?
That's
40
crazy,
minutes, maybe?
man. We're taking forever to talk about
I
nothing.
don't know. If we don't find anything else interesting to talk about, then we're going to be cutting this short again.
Don't
Oh,
know. Did we really
now I
start
feel
exactly?
inadequate, unprofessional.
You are
Well,
inadequate,
hold on. I'll
unprofessional.
go steal some news real fast. Give me a moment.
Why? This is blatantly announced
Okay,
how.
here we go. I'm stealing news. Remember, you go to our website, you can view important things.
Hey, we posted about Honeycomb a little while ago.
No one cares about Honeycomb.
What's
More
Honeycomb
people.
again? Just go look at the post on our freaking I'm
website.
lazy.
Okay, Honeycomb is the Android-only tablet OS. So it
Oh,
won't work
okay.
on cell
So
phones.
the Apple clone for the Android.
Yeah, so it won't work on cell phones. It looks nice, but the problem is it won't work on cell phones. So they're going to be releasing a version of Android that, again, won't work on cell phones, will only work on tablets, and it'll probably cost $1,300.
Does
Wait,
anyone
hopefully.
realize that we're still in a recession,
Does anybody
mostly?
realize that there's going to be like 30 of these things by
We're
next
not.
week?
Wait. Whoa. Hey, calm down. We're not in a recession. That
Hearing
was
these numbers
like.
still recovering
No, that has been
from
killed.
that.
It has been announced. We have killed it.
Yeah, because, you know, that's why we're doing so great in the economic department.
Evangelion
Then again,
2.0
we
was
are in
killed.
really, really, really large debt, so.
Yeah, that's our problem.
Really, really, really
Debt.
large debt.
No, actually, it's all Alex's fault. It's for his excessive spending and rebuying of the
Okay,
same
fine
games
then.
over and
Do they
over.
realize that America got problems, yo?
For shizzle?
Apparently, they
What?
don't.
What? What? Who are we? What?
I don't know who we are. We're doing things.
Oh, okay.
By the
Oh, by the
way.
way, we are the Aftershock Media, in case you didn't know, Koga.
Yeah, we
Who
are.
are we?
Ah, ooh, ee, ha. Okay, whatever. Let's just go ahead and end this.
Hi,
No.
I'm looking at
Well, because we're
movies.
going to be
Sound the
recording another
sword.
podcast in 2 days.
What?
Oh, God.
Wait, I gotta come up with news in 2 days?
It won't be hard. CES
That's like
officially
2 days
starts today.
of news in 2 days. Days of two deuce
I don't feel like
dos.
waiting around for another hour and a half to 2 hours for the in this podcast for the Microsoft event where they're supposedly going to announce Avatar Connect. So,
Yeah!
yeah.
I still hate that they
What?
mention
Avatar
Avatar and I
Connect?
think of the movie, but oh wait, it's their
Yep, the movie's
Avatar.
horrible. Shut
Which
up.
Avatar?
Still didn't see it.
Oh!
So that's my point to
You know,
you.
I've still never seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, so I don't see your point here.
Nor have I, but I know
First one
Alex
was
likes.
meh. Second one was pretty good. The third one was
I'm
eh.
not going to watch this new one.
By the way, that's my reviews. That's like, you know, meh, okay, eh.
Hey, Alex, real quick.
That's what.
I never seen or read that comic either. So,
Comic. What?
He looks amazing.
Cowboys and Aliens is a comic.
Yeah,
That movie
most
looks
things
amazing.
that was
they're
turned into a movie.
usually background comics that no one's ever heard of. Thus, they can release movies, and people are like, "Ooh, that sounds awesome and stuff."
Anyway, real quick, Alex, when did your upgrade start for your phone?
Don't know.
You're freaking useful.
I haven't really paid attention to my phone other than alarms anymore. It's kind of sad. Wow.
What? What? That's right.
And they call work and then hang up really quickly before they call me in.
Oh, hey! How about that? Twilight's breaking up the last movie, just like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've
Next,
already
like
heard
Harry
about that.
Potter, which it will never be, ever.
Harry Potter.
Yep.
Yay! Sherlock Holmes too. Woo!
Yeah, aw, again.
I love Sherlock Holmes. It was a great
What's next?
movie.
Are they gonna announce the third Iron Man? Ugh.
Hopefully it
They're
doesn't
probably
have
already
a
working
Mr.
on that.
Cheese in it. And hopefully I can actually see Iron Man, a decent Iron Man in Iron Man 3. Not that confusing shit that was in Iron Man 2.
Iron
They were
Man
still like,
Adventures movie?
Iron Man was great movie. I'll agree
You
with
mean
that.
the
Iron Man
trailer
was
for
great movie.
Adventures, right?
But Iron Man 2 was good. It wasn't bad, but it was bullshit. So
The
many things that were not right in that movie.
I'm kind of excited for the Green Lantern. I would
I
be.
thought
I
I
still have to say
was,
though, the
but
suits
not.
look odd.
The suits do look odd. I don't know. It looks a little off.
Okay, it's
I'm gonna
like
give it the benefit of the
enough.
doubt. I'm
But
gonna give
also,
it.
like, blah, 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 blah. But
I would rather see it over the new Transformers movie.
I don't
I
know.
hope
That
the new
trailer for the new
Transformers movie.
Transformer movie got me pretty.
I watched the trailer and
They
I'm like,
might
okay, the
say,
second this
see.
trailer's gonna start, it's gonna be Unicron, and that's gonna be the whole point.
Well,
Slowly goes
that's.
through. Oh, wait, it's
I hope
Unicron.
good. Because I feel that Michael Bay did a good job with the first one. And in the second one, he was so happy as to how well the first one did. He just went batshit crazy. And I'm hoping he toned it down again.
This new
That
one's gonna
trailer.
be in 3D. It's gonna suck.
I don't care about that. Most everything's in 3D, thanks to Avatar.
Another Spy Kids movie? You're kidding me, right?
They're
Remember,
rebooting
3D
this
made a
series.
comeback. Remember
Are
what
they gonna
Spy
use the
Kids
same
did?
kids?
Robert Rodriguez reboots his high-tech spy series with a new set of
Haha,
kids. So
reboot.
no.
Oh, lol.
I wonder if it's
A
gonna have the
cat
same
toot
crappy
fly
3D
Jessica
to have
Alba
somebody else
is
doing this
entirely Asian.
awesome cool 3D. Because even back then, the 3D was bad for Spy Kids. I mean, it was.
Yes.
Let's see.
Hey, now that we have awesome cool 3D, someone should
Rodriguez
redo
makes a
Jurassic
movie for
Park.
kids. He seems to go, ah, what the hell? To enjoy these films, you kind of have to do the same thing.
No, I don't.
No, you don't have to go, ah, what the hell, to enjoy the movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
If
Well, then, never mind.
that was the case, it would have worked with Avatar. I was like, oh, what the hell? I hope it'll be good. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
Still didn't see it in
I need
3D,
to
which
rename
the movie was
myself
made
on
for.
Xbox Live to
The
Avatar.
movie was only made for the new type of 3D that was released with. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if the movie can't stand on its own without the 3D, then it's not as good as
It was
everybody
never
says.
meant to stand on its own
Hey,
without a
guess what?
3D. It was
Both
meant
my
to
parents thought
stand with
it
3D. Are you
great.
not listening to what I'm saying?
I'm
J.J.
listening to what you're
Abrams is
saying,
super
but I'm saying it should stay. This is the same point that you make with games and multiplayer. It should be able to stand on its own without multiplayer. Well, guess what? The movie should be able to stand on its own without 3D.
Unless we know
J.J.
it's
Abrams
made
is doing a
for
new
it.
movie, everybody
No,
should, you
nothing
know.
yet has been made for
Out.
multiplayer, with the exception of, possible exception of Unreal Tournament.
At the rate Call of Duty's going.
Yeah, at the rate, but it still has a story now, doesn't it?
Yeah, but Borderline Stupid wants you to join an Xbox Live party. Oh well, I'm not joining. If you can't
Who
get into my
cares?
party.
J.J. Abrams is doing a movie. Everyone should be like happy.
I'm not.
Why not? You don't like J.J. Abrams?
I've never seen one of his movies, so I.
You never saw Cloverfield?
No.
You never watched Lost?
I've said I've never seen one of his movies.
Well, Lost is technically a movie.
Lost is a little
Well, yeah,
longer
you
than a
had
movie.
to.
I've
You
seen the
saw Star
first
Trek?
season of Lost. That's it.
You saw Star Trek, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you didn't see. Well, he did. Mission Impossible 3?
No.
No.
Mission Impossible 3 was kind of good.
I've never seen any of the Mission Impossibles.
Well, let's go through his movie. Let's take you
You're
to
a
your
very
vanity.
sheltered child. I don't like
Armageddon.
watching
He
movies.
was the writer for Armageddon. Okay.
But that's a little, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure.
Samurai Jack film to be announced. Okay.
What? I'm gonna watch that.
Apparently.
That I'll watch. Oh my god, he won't stop spamming me.
He's doing a
I don't
movie
know,
that
but look,
should
I've got my
tribute.
eyes on that one movie that's gonna kill everything else. Clash the Titans 2. Wait.
They no no.
I mean, again, how that movie got enough money to support a sequel?
The original was apparently really good.
That's the
I
one that.
talk about the remake.
Yeah, the one
Because
starring
it's a sequel to the
Harper.
remake. That horrible remake. Horrible!
Yes.
Blah, blah,
Anyways, I want to see that this film was done by J.J. Abrams because it's a tribute to Steven Spielberg, who pwns everybody in the world.
what is the movie exactly?
It's called Super 8, and it's really
Yeah,
it's
okay,
like.
I remember that. Yeah, I want to see it too, just because the trailer is so ominous and leaves you nothing to
Yeah,
hang on to.
like they say, it's kind of like it could be this year's Cloverfield, just like Cloverfield left you going, "What the hell?" And then it shows you what the hell, and you're like, "What?"
Rather, it
Or you get
opened with what the
sick
hell, why
watching
am I watching this, and ended with what the hell, why did I just watch?
I remember
It was
watching
like
that
two movies
movie.
in one.
I know you can do amazing things with that. Oh yeah, Steven Spielberg is apparently. Wait, Transformers is being produced by Steven Spielberg? Oh, well, it's a good movie.
No. Transformers has been produced by Steven Spielberg for each version.
It's still going to be a better movie than it
Except for
was
two, so
before.
we'll just pretend that didn't happen, just like Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of things we can just pretend to not have happen.
Didn't Steven Spielberg help with Clash of the Titans too?
I doubt that.
I know he helped with the Transformers movies. He's helped with
Ten,
all three
ten.
of those, and that hasn't really
Helped with a
helped that
lot of
much.
movies, except for Clash of the Titans. I'm sure even Steven Spielberg would look at Clash of the Titans and go, "Dude, what's wrong with you?"
Spielberg is reportedly trying to obtain the screen rights to make a film based on Microsoft's Halo series.
Again.
Yay! Finally, a movie will come out long after we really
No,
wanted it.
that rumor's been around for over a year.
Yeah, finally a Halo movie will come out long after we really wanted it. No.
Let's look at his filmography that he's made a bazillion movies of. What's his newest ones that we're going to maybe care about? Oh, yeah, he's doing a movie about Lincoln that I want to see.
Oh yeah, Link and
Men
the
in Black
Vampire
3.
Hunter.
Men in Black 3.
Oh God, why can't that
What's
series
he?
stop?
Wow. 2011. Let's see. This guy has got a bunch of movies that he's been working on in this year alone. Adventures of Tintin, Secret of the Unicorn, Transformers Dark of the Moon. I do not like that title, Dark of the Moon. I keep
I
wanting to say
don't
Dark
mind.
Side of the Moon, but then I'd be copyright infringing. Pink Floyd. I Am Number Four, Cowboys and Aliens,
Yes,
War
I am number
Horse,
four. I want to see it.
Super 8, Real Steel. The next year, it's Men in Black 3, Robopocalypse, and then 2013's Lincoln.
Yeah, that doesn't sound promising.
I want to see
Still waiting
Lincoln.
for Mass Effect to have an official date. It was aiming for 2011, but most people don't think it's going to hit 2011.
They haven't even started post-production on that. They haven't even started production at all.
I don't care. It's already doing better. You want to know why? Uncharted is looking horrible compared to it, which means it's going to do okay.
Neither movie even entered into production phase.
But Uncharted was horrible. Oh.
Who? Oh.
That's like saying the Halo movie was horrible. It never entered production.
Yeah,
It
but
was
Uncharted
horrible.
already had its
Remember all
actors
that live
behind
action
it.
crap?
That doesn't
Mass Effect
matter.
has nothing behind it other than like, hey, look, we're making a Mass Effect movie
There was
eventually.
never an
I
actual actor attached to the movie.
That's
They said that this is who we
right.
want to do it.
Right.
He wasn't attached. If he was attached, the movie would be official. That means a contract would have been signed.
Right.
And no contracts were signed about it.
Right.
Highest grossing Steven Spielberg films, E.T., Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, Jurassic Park, Transformers, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, War of the Worlds, Lost World, Jurassic Park, Saving Private Ryan. I think
Yay.
three of those are good. Okay, actually, four. I guess.
Guessing Saving Private Ryan will probably one of them. Even though I
Yeah,
thought it
Saving
was a
Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, Lost World, Jurassic Park, and Jaws.
No, I didn't like
Jaws.
The Lost World. I thought it was good. I just didn't think it was Jurassic Park, but that's me.
I've given my perspective on the Lost World many
Yes, yes.
times.
Yes,
We're
how it
not
was
going to get into
changed
that here.
considerably from the actual book and blah, 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 blah.
Well, no, I mean, just based off the movie, I don't really like the movie because I don't like Jeff Goldblum. Nah, I can't stand that man as an
No,
actor.
I do my best not to base it on actors because there's plenty of times where a movie could be really good and the actor just sucks.
Well, that's the
Or
thing. I
vice
mean,
versa.
Well, look, Sam Worthington is a good actor, and he still couldn't help Clash of
Sam
the
Worthington is not a good actor.
Bullshit.
I think he's kind of an average actor. Like, you know, if you want him to do some great stuff, he can do it here and there. But otherwise, don't expect amazing shit out of him.
I think he's good enough. You know, I mean, obviously people like him. I mean, he was in Call of Duty Black Ops. God, and look how many people bought his voice.
Huh?
Oh. He's the voice actor for what's the main character in Black Ops.
Alex Mason,
Yeah.
Alex something Mason.
I didn't honestly know that, and I don't honestly care.
That's right.
You know
Now
how?
you are playing the guy from Avatar.
Yeah,
I hope
but
you're
that's probably why I don't like the campaign.
There you go.
Also, probably because the campaign's pretty crappy.
Yeah, it
It
sucks.
constantly throws combat at you with no end
It
sight.
is no Modern Warfare 1.
The way they're doing the mission setup is nice. I like that. I like how varied it's being so far. At the same time, the story doesn't make sense at all because they're literally, at least with the other Call of Duty, when they jump back and forth, it makes some sense. Oh, your target is not here, your target is not here. You're being tortured, and you're being told to give out information, but you're giving out random bits and pieces of information in the wrong order.
Well, because they're interrogating here. I'm sure it has some sort of, you know, amazing outcome or something, but I
It's
don't know.
still the
I just.
Modern Warfare 1 story or Medal of Honor story.
Medal of Honor story wasn't all that great.
It was great.
I still
Well, it
think
depends
Modern
on who you
Warfare 2
ask.
story is better than Medal of Honors.
How in the hell do you think that?
I liked Medal of Honor story to a point.
Medal of Honor was the most consistent single-player story I've played. Because literally, they go from one level to the next, showing you how you get to the next level
Playing as the other
instead of
characters, I know, I
jumping.
liked that. But again, I don't think the story was still that great.
Like I told you, I think Medal of Honor story had better characters than Modern Warfare, but I like Modern Warfare 1's story better because it's in my opinion, it's a little more believable, even though I know what happens in Medal of Honor happened in 2002. Well, is depicted as happening.
Yeah,
That's right,
see,
kid. Medal of
still.
Honor story is set
Damn
in 2002.
terrorists have weapons of mass
I'm
destruction.
gonna
I
move
still
on
don't really
slap
care.
you.
I mean, I liked the way they did the story. I didn't like how short the story was.
Yeah,
Over
that was my thing. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Of
four
course,
hours.
why would you need a long story? It's a first person shooter that has multiplayer. The longevity lives with the multiplayer.
It
That's
doesn't.
what I
Normally, it doesn't bother me. I
RPG.
don't mind a short story in a game, but if the multiplayer also sucks. Then you got a problem.
I hate having a game that has multiplayer, and that's where you're supposed to spend your life, Halo.
If I don't mind, like I said, I don't mind a story being short as long as the multiplayer is good to support it and make it worth the cost. If I had paid for Medal of Honor, that would have been the most worthless thing ever because I would have beat it in 4 hours, been like, wow,
Look, my
multiplayer's
thing
horrible.
is though, Red Dead Redemption doesn't need the multiplayer. Yeah, when we were playing it, it was fun, but it doesn't need it. It is a great single player game itself, but they put the multiplayer in anyways. It doesn't need it. I'd rather play just the
The
single player.
Assassin's Creed doesn't need it, but the Assassin's Creed multiplayer is freaking amazing.
Right. See, games don't need it, but when they do put it in, it's amazing. That's a great thing, but then they shortchange the story.
I don't know. It's really the
Unless they
developer's
sit
problem if
there
they
and
shortchange
spend
it.
all their time actually
There,
working on
if they
both.
can make a game as long as Assassin's Creed is, and make multiplayer that's as good as Assassin's Creed did, they can make a
I think
campaign
people can just
longer than
y'all can
4 hours. 6 to 8 hours doesn't bother me. 4 hours? Kinda.
Well, I mean that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You look at the multiplayer games of if we focus on the first person shooter genre, single player stories have gotten progressively shorter while the heavy focus turns to multiplayer. I think it
Halo's
should be
at
the other way
least
around.
Reaches was about 8, which is good.
Wait, the single player for Reach?
Yeah.
Dude, it's 6 hours. And that's on hard. Okay, on legendary.
No, on Legendary it took me 12 hours. When I played it through it
It
on
took me
normal, it was about
six.
8.
It took me 6 or 8
Maybe
on
about
legendary.
10-ish.
I'm not
But
going to go look, but
Call of
duh.
Duty's about 6 to 8. Medal of Honor, 4.
4 or 5. I took my
So
time playing it, but yeah, it's about 4 or 5.
took my time too, and it ended faster than I thought it would.
Yeah. Sad face.
Look, I think we should all agree if they're gonna have single player and multiplayer, why can't they spend the damn same amount of time and
Yeah.
consideration on both? So that way
Yeah,
they're
like
equally
Fable
good
3's
or
multiplayer,
equally
Assassin's
bad.
Creed, or Red Dead.
I
They
still
have
didn't
great
like
single
Fable
player.
3's multiplayer all that much. I liked playing the co-op, but it didn't serve too much of a purpose, especially having the second player kicked out every time you finished a side quest.
That never happened with me and Alex were running around.
Yeah, when I was playing,
You were
they.
playing Chris, weren't you? Why are we still talking about this?
Don't know,
You know,
because
to an
for some reason.
extent, I do
This
have
has
to
been the
still agree
Aftershock
with.
Media podcast. Alex is still talking.
Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah.
We have anything else to add?
No.
People should play more games and
I
buy more
agree.
electronic products.
People need better cell phones. Anyway, I guess that's it for the show. You can follow me at xShadowDreamerX on Twitter. You can follow Alex at TheRagingAlex. You can follow Koga at whatever his is. I can't remember. I can't ever remember
I
it.
can't remember. Mine's the shortest out of all of yours. Koga Christ,
I
all
keep
lowercase.
thinking you're changing it again to that your comic, but
Why?
that just
No.
seems like something you would do.
No. I could make a separate one for my comic, like
If you guys want to email us with any questions, or you have any questions, or you have a problem with one of the hosts, namely Koga, just email us at
I have differences of opinion.
podcast@aftershockmedia.net. You can also email me at michael@aftershockmedia.net. It's their
You don't
things.
need to email me.
You can. He doesn't have one. I didn't set up one for him. He didn't ask. You should also visit our forum, aftershockmedia.net/forum. It's a pretty cool place. It's going to look
God, you
different by the time I'm done, though, because that dragon theme annoys the crap
It's
out of me.
got rides of the video game kind.
I know, right? And of course, visit our main site. We've got a lot of stuff going on there. I'm working on setting up my own.
aftershockmedia.net/grcomics, that's the main site.
Unfortunately,
We need to send
that's
you to a
not.
promotional class. So when you start, telling people where to go, you're like, "Man, you people need to check out that Aftershock Media
You should
forum
be a car
place. It's
salesman.
the shiz need." I don't
Should
even
be
know
a
what I'm
car
doing anymore. The
salesman.
point being, you need to be
Should be
excited
a car
about yo.
salesman.
Anyway, I'm a calm kind of person.
You are a
I
horrible.
don't
I'm just saying
care.
you're horrible. Like you're calm.
Aftershockmedia.net, amazing place. Everybody should go there. Look at our posts. If you want to be a contributor or anything like that, if you want to help write for us, just contact me and we'll talk a little bit. Because just three people writing is it's a little difficult with two people having work and one person not having a life.
And knowing what's
Anyway,
happened about
we are all
G.I. Joe.
nobody ever talked to Koga ever again.
No one
Ever.
listens to the smart man.
Adios.
Yeah, you better leave.